Ramsey TV.
Wow, thank you, all of you, for letting me get that off my chest yesterday. I feel a lot better. I feel like a burden was relieved by being honest with you, sharing with you my limitations, but exhorting you at the same time to please don't go away. I need you desperately. It's a conundrum. It's a fix that I'm in. But the fix is in, and I am gloriously stuck in this job, in this position, and I am thankful for it. I wouldn't have it any other way. Would not have it any other way. This is Martin Zender. Welcome to another edition of MZTV. Here's a couple things I don't talk about very often, and then I'm going to get to Romans chapter 6. And I'm going to talk about let the verse Romans 6:14, let not sin be reigning over you. I want to make sure, 100% sure, that you understand what that verse means, because it'll change your whole perception of sin. It'll assure you what Paul means when he says that. He means exactly what he says, but it's so tempting to take it the wrong way. All of Christianity has taken it the wrong way. I've talked about this before, but I'm going to approach it in the form of a question that I've never asked before. So that's coming, all on this show. But I'm going to give you the good news, is that last month, this YouTube channel hit 3 million views. I don't talk about this because it's kind of awkward. It sounds self-serving, but you need to know this. And this sounds self-serving too, but I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. You're backing the right horse. This is God's work. And for some reason, it has pleased God to make this the loudest voice of Paul's evangel in the world. This channel. Some people can get 3 million views in one video. But these people are making videos of their cat falling off the windowsill or somebody crashing their car. Yeah, people love that stuff. 3 million views, easy. I do it the hard way. It's taken 15 years and over 2,000 videos. But to me, it's an astounding number. It's the grace of God. And it's the grace from you that you have shown me to keep this show going, to keep me going, the Herald. You not only keep the work going, but you keep the worker going. And this is how God prescribes it. This is how God wants it to happen. Completely freelance, completely supported from your heart, not from compulsion, but from the heart. And I wouldn't have it any other way. This is why this show is free. It is why all my newsletters on my website, martinzender.com, are free. All my audios are free. The only thing you have to pay for are the books. But you don't need the books to get the truth. The truth is in my newsletters. It says the ZWTF, the Clanging Gong News. They're all there, archived at my website, martinzender.com. Many audio shows that I've done with Dan Sheridan, that I've done on my own from Pennsylvania, over 400 audios. It's all free. And I give away many books, and I do this because of your generosity. Here's another thing I don't mention very often. People tell me, Martin, you should mention this more. People need to know. I know, but it's a bit awkward. If you want to support the work, I'll put a link down here if you want to send a gift to keep this going, because that's how it does keep going. I'm not supported by some large, cold corporation, some church where I have to toe a denominational line. You have made me a free voice. I'm able to say exactly what I see in the scriptures because you have freed me from having to attach myself to a denominational paycheck, which would be sick. I couldn't do that anyway. And so this thing continues to be a miracle. It continues to grow. Coming up on 5,000 subscribers. Folks, it happens one subscriber at a time. I don't know how it happens. I don't do anything to promote this show. Nothing. As I told you yesterday, it's all I can do to produce the content. Whenever a video is published, God takes it. And it has a life of its own. I don't know how people get it. I don't know how they pass it on through social media or whatever. I'm not on social media. I can't stand social media. I thank God for you because you're on social media. You share my videos. And it's because of you that these shows are getting spread all over the world. It is. I'm not kidding you. It's because of you. I don't spread this show all over the world. I just put it on the format. And that's all I can do to do that. But that's my job. And I love it. And I don't want to, nothing else I want to do. You're the one that gets it to other people. So thank you for that. And to all of you who have supported this work financially, I owe you a debt of gratitude. And I can't thank you enough. So I'm just taking this opportunity now to thank you from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of the Floridan Peninsula. And if anybody wants to contribute, I'll put a link down here. There's many different ways you can do it. I won't go into detail. Just hit the link and you can see all the different options. If you want to, if you've benefited from it and you want to do something to help, that helps a lot. Again, this wouldn't be happening without that. And it's a miracle every month. It's a total dependency on God. So God works his will. God keeps me going through you. This is the cool thing. It would be great if God would come down, pat me on the back and say, "You're doing a great job, Martin. Keep going." But he doesn't. But he does through you. Your encouragement, or your thanks, thanking me for doing the show, or thanking me for writing Flawed by Design, or The First Idiot in Heaven. In my mind, that's God telling me, keep going, you're on the right track, keep racing, this is the final lap, finish the race. There's no time to slow down, no time to stop, no time to take a vacation, no time to take a break. And that's exactly how I feel. And you make that possible. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Romans 6:14. I really want to make sure you get this. And I want to read a little bit from the ZWTF. This is part of my commentary. Basically, the Romans series, Zender on Romans, will be coming out in four volumes, printed volumes, which will eventually be audiobooks, thanks to John Heth. He does amazing work, and he spreads this word like crazy. And there will also be ebooks. I know it's been a slow process. There are few workers in this work that are actually doing the hands-on work. My sister is one. John Heth is one. I mentioned Seth Vollenkamp. I mentioned Drew Costin. My friend Catherine Quintero. She types at The Library Man's Battle and several other books. Been a great help to me. The Library Man's Battle wouldn't be out without her. So I owe a debt of gratitude. Well, it's not a debt because I'm grateful and I'm broadcasting my gratitude now. And I'm sorry if I don't do it enough. I don't want to make it burdensome. I don't want to talk about this kind of thing all the time. I want to talk about the scriptures, the grace of God, the truth that sustains us, that keeps us going. So more of that right now. Romans 6:14. And here's the question I want to ask you that I've never asked before. When you hear the saying, "For sin shall not be lording it over you," that's a concordant version. In the King James Version, it says, what does it say in the King James Version? I don't often go to the King James Version. Now's the time to do it. King James Version, Romans 6:14. "For sin shall not have dominion over you." It is so tempting to think. What are you tempted to think when you hear that? All of us, nearly all of us, grew up in organized religion, some kind of denomination, and the first thing you think of is stop sinning. Don't let sin be ruling in your life. Don't sin. There shouldn't be sin in your life, because if there is sin in your life, then that proves that sin is having dominion in your life, that sin is your master. Here's another translation. The New International Version, or as I like to call it, NIV, the New Inconsistent Version, for sin shall no longer be your master. Isn't it true that someone who is sinning, isn't sin that person's master? Here's Romans 6:14 from, let's see, we'll take it from a paraphrase. What do we have here? Do I have it from the Message? I don't see that in this list. Here's one, God's Word Translation, GW. Never heard of it. Listen to this. Certainly, sin shouldn't have power over you. Sin shouldn't have power over you. It sure makes you think that what Paul's trying to say is you shouldn't sin. But that is absolutely not what Paul is saying. And if we think this, we're going to miss the whole point of Romans chapter 6. I've said this many times, but I have many new viewers. Here's the deal. In Romans 6, 7, and 8, Paul is not trying to tell you how not to sin. In fact, these verses, to make any sense at all, require sin to be in the picture. How could Paul say, don't let sin have dominion over you, or don't let sin be your master? How could he say that if sin doesn't exist? These verses in Romans 6, this verse in particular, requires you to be a sinner. If you're sinless, these verses have no application, especially Romans 6:14. You don't need to exhort someone not to let sin be your master, or as a concordance says, don't let sin, what does a concordance say? Don't let sin lord it over you. You wouldn't need these verses if you were sinless. If you were sinless, why would you need a verse that says, let not sin lord it over you? Shocking truth here. Romans 6:14 requires you to be a sinner. Can you fulfill that part of your of the deal? That's your part of the salvation equation. Your part is to be the sinner. Christ's part is to be the Savior. And in a proleptic sense, in a timeless sense, we have already been saved from sin. It's a guarantee that we will be glorified. We have been declared righteous by God, even though we've not been constituted righteous yet. In other words, we still sin. This is the frustrating thing. This is why Romans 6, 7, and 8 were written. For people who have received this amazing truth that God is no longer reckoning sin to us, that he has in fact declared us righteous, while we're still sinning. That's the problem. That's the conundrum. God wants to give us this amazing message. He doesn't want to wait until we're resurrected and vivified to say, hey, guess what? You're free from sin. It won't apply then, because we'll be vivified. We'll no longer be mortal, and it will be impossible for us to sin at that point. Ladies and gentlemen, we need this information now. While we're sinning. So in what sense does Paul say, let not sin reign over you? Or as King James says, let not sin, since you'll not have dominion over you. I'm going to read now a passage from one of my ZWTF newsletters. And basically, as I was saying before, I didn't quite finish the Zender on Romans 4-volume series is excerpted. It's taken from ZWTF newsletters. I did 156 parts on the book of Romans, 1 week at a time, 3.5 years, to get the comment on every verse in Romans. And I love this section. This is going to be in volume 2. It's handy that Romans is divided into 16 chapters, so each volume is going to have 4 chapters. So you can read this yourself. The whole Romans series, if you want to read it, it's available at martincenter.com. Go on the left-hand side of the page. Go to the ZWTF Archives. That's the name of my newsletter. And you will see Romans. Sometimes I took a break from Romans and I have other topics that I discuss. But then I'm always going back to Romans until I cover the whole book. It's one of the most important books written to us. Everything's in Romans, except our celestial allotment. For that, we need to go to Ephesians. But doctrinally, who we are in Christ, how God sees us, how free we are, it's all in Romans. Romans is our Magna Carta. It is foundational. It's our Declaration of Independence. It's our Bill of Rights. It's our Constitution. You must understand the book of Romans, and yet it's the most misunderstood book there is because Christians see it as a formula of how not to sin. Oh my goodness, that's a tragedy. They missed the whole point. I wrote this on Sunday, March 29th, 2015. This is volume 4, issue 13 of the ZWTF. Tell you what, I'll link it down here so you can get ahead of me here if you want, but let's do this together. I might be finishing this tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. Let not sin be reigning. Here's what it really means to keep sin from reigning in your life. It means keeping sin from telling you how to feel about yourself. Wow, I love that. Keeping sin from telling you. And in the Concordant version, it's so interesting because Mr. Nock puts sin with a capital S. So this is sin personified. It's the thing. It's the power. So when Paul says, let not sin be reigning, he wants you to keep sin from telling you how to feel about yourself. That's revelation. That's revolutionary truth. And here's another revolutionary truth that follows it. How can you even begin to dethrone sin if it doesn't exist? This exhortation of Paul's assumes, as I was saying to you, assumes the existence of sin. It's such a simple but overlooked point. Romans 6 is not about how to be perfect, but about how to deal with the imperfection of an old creation body. You see, our bodies are way behind our revelation. We have this great revelation. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10:11, the consummations of the eons have attained to us. Everything that the eons will produce in goodness and in glory, that is given to us now in the form of information, in the form of a revelation that's packaged in a gospel, only in Paul's gospel. And yet we're carrying this treasure in an earthen vessel. As Paul says in another place, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the transcendence of the power may be of God and not of us. So Romans 6 and 7 and 8, but specifically Romans 6, is not about how to be perfect. So don't read it that way. Don't read it as a recipe book for moral behavior. No, it's how to deal with the imperfection of an old creation body. At no time during this era of humiliation will you be able to come to Romans chapter 6 and no longer require an exhortation concerning how to talk down the condemning voice of sin. See, we're going to continuously need this exhortation as long as we're sinners. And as long as we're in this era, still walking upon this earth in mortal bodies, as I like to call them, flesh buggies, we're going to be sinning. Another way to say what I just said is that, in other words, at no time during this era of humiliation will you ever stop sinning. Sin reigns in the same way that your body reigns. That is, it has the potential of reigning in the same way. Both sin and your fleshly human frame would seek to seduce you, especially when you look in the mirror or put your behavior on a graph, to seduce you into imagining that you're beholden to them. That's the whole thing. You're not beholden to your body. You are not the person you see in the mirror. You are not the decrepit, broken-down person, sorry, don't mean to assume anything out there, that you see in the mirror every day. That's just the dying frame. That's the dying body that's housing your spirit, the combination of which produces your soul, that is, your feelings, your emotions, your senses, that you're able to understand these things. You're not beholden to your body. And you're not beholden to sin either. So both sin and your fleshly human frame, through the agency of Satan and religion would seek to seduce you into imagining that you're beholden to them, that your identity is unavoidably tied to them, it's not, and that your happiness in this life and your very destiny depends on you fixing them. That's what the Christian religion tells you. Your very destiny depends. Your happiness in this life depends on you fixing, especially your sins. You got to fix them. You got to stop doing it. You have to get on an anti-sin program, also known as the Law of Moses. And these Christians dig up the Law of Moses and they put it in your face, tag it on the wall, nail it on the wall. They might as well be nailing Jesus to the cross again. There's the Ten Commandments. Those are your marching orders. No, they're not. It's a perfect law of God, but it has been proven by God's chosen people that flesh, no flesh at all, can boast in God's sight. Because by works of law, no flesh at all can be justified. Then how are we declared righteous? How are we justified? Not by works of law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ and going to the cross for our sakes, taking the old humanity with him. So your happiness in this life does not depend on you fixing sin, and it certainly doesn't depend on you keeping your body in shape. Now, I would exhort you to keep your body in shape. As long as you got to carry around this flesh buggy, you might as well make it halfway tolerable. So try to eat right, exercise if you can, you know. But you're going to crack. Like me, you're going to eat the double Twixt bar. They call it the share size. See, when I buy chocolate, I buy the share size. But I share it with myself. I don't share it with anybody. Very selfish when I buy chocolate. I'm like a squirrel. I carry it to my little hiding place. And resist these lies, the lies of your body and the lie of capital S sin. Because the new creation via Calvary has put the old creation to death. So what vexes you now, these voices, are essentially ghosts. If you're worried about your sin, if you're worried about your body, you're being vexed by ghosts. They're specters from the past. Sin is a specter from the past. Isn't that an amazing revelation? Sin is a specter, a ghost from the past that says, boo. Yeah, that's what sin does. Sneaks around a corner, boo. Did I scare you? Did I scare you? Yeah, you scared me. I just sinned. Boo. Put them up. Put them up. Don't let it do it. Sin is a shadow on the wall. It's a hologram. Technically, in God's sight, it doesn't exist. I'm not saying you don't sin. Maybe I need to retract that. But in light of God's declaration of you, it doesn't exist. You are free right now from all accusations and challenges hurled against you by these conquered enemies. What's a conquered enemy? Two conquered enemies, sin and your body. Your body is a conquered enemy. It's called the old humanity. Christ crucified it. Your old humanity was crucified with Christ. Romans 6:6. So you don't need to worry about this body. Just watch it fail. Reach for the door. If your car's crashing into a bridge and it's going to go over the bridge into a river, what do? Do you follow your car into the river? No, you reach for the door. Or you try to jump out the window. These cars, these bodies, these flesh buggies are going into the ditch, over the bridge, not into the ditch, into the river, over the bridge, into the river. So you're to be diving out the window at this time. You're not supposed to be paying attention. Oh, look, my body's going into the river. Don't look at it. Go for the window. And the window is this message. This message is the window. It's a breath of fresh air. It's your way out of it. Even while it's crashing, you're out of it because you're looking out the window at another thing. You're looking at the revelation of what God says concerning you via Paul. Boy, I got a lot more to say on that. So, ooh, I love this topic. It's so fun for me explaining how sin is a conquered enemy. And it so goes against the unhappy, miserable, message of Christianity that you must conquer your flesh. Man, what an insult to Christ, who took the old humanity to the cross. Yet they're digging up the corpse of the old humanity and they're propping it up. They're propping it up on a chair and, you know, animating it, making a jaw talk like this. We're trying to scare you. Boo, boo, boo. It's dead. Don't dig it up. Let it go. Reach for the door or the window, whatever nice analogy you like. I like the message. This is an information war. The information you got in organized religion was fight your flesh, conquer your body, conquer your sin. No, no. The right information is you are now justified and your old humanity has been crucified with Christ. And you are to walk now as if resurrected from among the dead. This is a gift of God. It requires realization. It requires a considerable dose of the Spirit to believe it. And I pray for you and for me that we come more and more to a realization of this truth, because it literally changes your life.